a beautiful way to start an Arizona Saturday morning. Good morning, y'all. Your way and my way, they seem to be one and the same. You're tuned in to an Arizona Saturday morning tradition. It's Rosie on the House. I'm not going to pass that way to Grand Canyon no time soon, Chef. I'll tell you that right now. I'm here in the studio with my sweet Miss Jennifer, wife of 39 years, broadcasting for 29 years. Next year we'll be celebrating our 30th year on air. It's awfully humbling and encouraging. We also have, of course, number one son, Romy, in studio with us. And Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, is in the engineer room making sure we hit the right satellite, bouncing back into your house. Bing!
So, judging by the way I got you back last weekend.
Thank you for filling in for me as I did my annual challenge of the Grand Canyon.
A little challenging this year, huh?
You know, some days the miles come easy, and some days the miles
come hard.
Don't feel like they come at all. I thought I was in such good shape. I mean, we had done some very, very long hikes the prior weeks before. Going down South Kaibab, I was hit with some kind of digestive disorder that was just not nice.
I guess it caught a couple people in the group.
It did catch a couple people in the group. And so what do you do when you get sick at the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
I guess you lay down.
There's nothing to do. So the organizer of the trip, I'll just call him Tom.
He rescued you, didn't he? He stood by your side, wet your brow.
I said, Tom, I don't think I can make it up the North Rim. I think I'm going to have to go back out, Bright Angel. I said, I am not feeling good at all. He said, okay, bye. Last I saw him was his butt walking up the walking up the North Rim Trail. So, man.
Well, after that was the last we had heard of you. So, generally, that little trek takes you nine hours.
Yeah. I can usually cross in 9 hours.
Well, at 14 hours, I was getting a little panicky. Finally heard from Katie. Because after you get out, you have to go a couple miles, catch a bus. You're still not in cell reception for a while. So, I didn't hear from Katie for a while. And she said, yeah, Tom said he went up the other side. And I'm like, what? It's dark outside. How are you going to find him? You'd have to go all the way around the bus. And about that time, she texted me about 10 minutes after that and said, we found him.
The North Rim's a long trail, but boy, it was really a long trail that day.
It was a long couple hours wondering if you were okay, because I heard you were sick and going up the other side.
It was brutal. But as you go up the North Rim, you have about 6 or 7 miles of fairly easy walking. You're just by the creek side, and you're just not doing anything very steep. And I thought, you know, I think in those 6 or 7 miles, I can kind of walk this off. And then by the time you get to Cottonwood Camp, then the grade gets a little bit steeper. Then you get to the pump house, it gets a little bit steeper. And then you get to the bridge, and you just want to die there. You really just want to die. I think they call it the by cork.
And so why this again?
I do it because I'm just trying to keep up with that man, Tom.
Yeah, sets the bar high.
He set the bar high. And I'm like 5 miles. I just get deep grade somewhere around the bridge. I'm in a tortoise trance at this point. One of our guys is jogging back. And I'm thinking, well, he's coming to check on me.
He blew right past you, didn't he?
That's right past me. Tim Morris. And he's running back to the other side of the Grand Canyon. Rim to rim to rim.
In one day.
Without stopping.
Wow. That's impressive.
I like it the easy way. You go south rim to north rim. You have a really nice dinner. You get a good night's rest. And the next day you get up and do it again. Then you have dinner at El Tovar. The way Tom has it set up, I shouldn't give Tom any of the credit, because it's really not Tom. It's Sweet Bar that does all of the work, that puts the whole thing together. But, gosh, great, fantastic dinner at El Tovar, and then you get on the big diesel bus, and they bring you home. But, man.
Well, it sounds kind of like labor. You say you'll never do it again, then Before you know, you're doing it again.
I think Katie already signed us up for next year.
Well, and Tom and Barb, I don't think, does it anymore, but the two of them together have done it, what, 50 times or something crazy?
Yeah.
Very impressive.
50, and Barb does do it.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Does she do it this year?
Yes, she
wow.
did. Yes, she did. So it's a fabulous trip. You know, they don't call it Grand Canyon for nothing. If you are one of those Arizonans that have never spent any time in the Grand Canyon, I don't want you to take my story about this hike the wrong way. You've got to go get in the Grand Canyon. I mean, we had extremely windy. There were gusts that were pushing, had to be pushing 35, maybe 40 miles an hour. I mean, it blew Katie's baseball cap and sunglasses off of her head. So that's a pretty good breeze. So that was kind of hard going down, but then going up the north rim, I would just spread my arms and I just kind of took it like a tailwind. You know, come on, baby. Oh, man. But you've got to go see the Grand Canyon. Beautiful day, enough cloud to bring in a heat and clouds that were just absolutely stunning. And then you get up to the Coconino Overlook. And at that point, you're just a mile from the top rim. And you turn around and you look, and there is all of the Grand Canyon before you, capped with a snow-covered Humphreys Peak on the horizon. And you just kind of think, it's all worth it.
It's all worth it.
Oh, look. Yeah. Old man Tom's on the line.
Somebody's ears must be burning.
Oh. I
was waiting for that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, Tom.
He's
usually not up.
Here I am, minding my own business, ready to go out and do a 20-miler, a little jog around the neighborhood, you know. And here I hear someone talking about
You know, when I got to the bottom, and you have to cross the Colorado River on a bridge. And I got halfway across the bridge, and the Wranglers with the mules were coming the other way. And they didn't negotiate nothing. They just said, you have to go back. And, you know, when you're hiking the Grand Canyon, you don't want to give up ground to anybody.
Not one step backwards, no.
And so he forces me to go back. And then there's two other guys in our group that are just approaching the bridge. And Tom, when they looked at me, I knew I could. They looked at me and they said, Rosie, you don't look very good.
Well, you call yourself Rosie the Rocket, but when I saw you on there, you looked like Rosie the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey, well, thanks for taking care of my guy, yeah, Tom. I appreciate it greatly.
Hey, Tom, I don't feel so good. Oh, okay, bye.
Yeah, I know. I patted on her back. I said, well, I'll take it easy going up.
Well, Rosie said to me, so if Tom rescued everybody he took on the trip, he'd never get the hike done. So I guess I'll give you a pass, Tom.
Well, we're happy to see you. In fact, Katie was sitting at our table when we were having dinner on the north side, and I told her, and she was like, you know, all white and panicky and whatnot. And her, you know, we heard that, you know, you, Jen, were very worried, I can imagine. All of a sudden, she looks at the phone, boom, Rosie's on the north rim. I said, what? She said, holy cow, I can't believe it. Yeah, that was amazing, Rosie. I hate to, but. Well, I guess I'll give you a little credit.
That 14 miles was the longest 14 miles of my life.
That must have been tough, man. That must have been tough, man. Yeah.
Well, thank your angel, Miss Barb, for doing all the work she does every year to put that group together.
You know I do everything. So she's my assistant, as you know.
In many ways, we know.
Tom and Barb, thank y'all so much for going through all the trouble y'all go through every year.
We love it, and we love you guys. So I'm glad to talk to you, Rosie.
Organizing and putting 56 people through the Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim, and they've been doing it for a lot of years. Like I say, he's crossed the canyon over 50 times. So
yeah.
Tom, God bless you, man. Thanks a million.
All right, you guys too. All right, bye-bye.
All right, buddy. He could have offered to carry me out. That's what he should have done.
Yeah,
real friend would have done that. So now we know.
Well, like you said, he'd never get anything done if he had to rescue everybody.
Everybody. Hey, did you see where Phoenix regained its position as the fifth largest city in the nation?
No.
We passed Philadelphia. We had been there before, and then we lost it in this Great Recession, but we're back. So, fastest growing city in America.
Sounds like we have a lot of educating to do.
You know the scary part about that? You look around, there's still a lot of flat land.
How big can it get?
Yeah.
How big can it get? You know, you look at the top 10 cities in America, and three of them are in California, and three of them are in Texas. Would you have guessed that San Antonio was in the top 10 biggest cities in the country?
No.
I wouldn't have either.
I did know that only just because of Wes, the Concrete World guy.
Oh, yeah.
Is that based out of San Antonio? So yeah. I knew the size of it. It doesn't feel like it when you're going through the town just because of the way the trees are growth and the way the hills roll. You know, you don't have that many bird's eye views like if you came up around Pinnacle Peak here or
Squaw Peak.
I was trying to think of the new name, but whatever.
Piestua.
Yeah, Piestua. When you come around, you can see just miles and miles and skyscrapers
Concrete. Everywhere.
You don't have a lot of those bird's eye views around San Antonio, so it doesn't feel like it's this massive.
You have to go up in that Space Needle.
Yeah.
Even then, it doesn't look that big. So I want you all to stay tuned. Romy and Jennifer went to the National Hardware Show and met a lot of very interesting people and saw a lot of very interesting new ideas and inventions. Have you ever toyed with the idea of taking an invention to market? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. Stay tuned, y'all.